Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is February 22nd, 2015. So let's take a look at the week that was and how the planets' positions in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. Venus is the planet of peace. Mars is the planet of war. When associated with each other, Venus tends to lose to Mars. As predicted by the Mars-Venus conjunction, the potential for last week's Ukraine ceasefire to hold was weak at best. Unsurprisingly, the two sides kept hurling missiles and artillery shells at each other through the week. By midweek, the outcome was clear. The ceasefire was in shreds. The rebels had succeeded in taking and holding the important transportation hub of Debolshevo, thus solidifying their territory in the east of the country and handing Poroshenko's military a humiliating defeat. Mars, the planet of action, combined with Venus, the planet of price and value. Walmart, the biggest retailer in the world, has agreed to boost its United States workers' pay to $9 an hour, which is $1.75 above the federal minimum wage. The change will affect the paychecks of over 500,000 employees. So, after 12 years of employee wage litigation, 4 straight years of scoring at the bottom of a customer satisfaction survey, and after missing revenue expectations in 8 of the last 11 quarters, the company is starting to change its ways. I predicted back in November that the USA would be going through a particularly rough winter due to manifest around this time. The entry of Mars into Pisces last week set up a three-way destructive combination of malefic planets, Mars plus Uranus plus K2. In the USA chart, this transit afflicts the fourth house, the homeland, and the common people. Last week, another winter snow and ice storm caused havoc in the southern and mid-Atlantic states as well as the northeast. Record-breaking temperatures, snow, and ice-covered roads made driving too hazardous to even try, bringing transportation to a standstill. Temps were below zero for Michigan to North Carolina. Hundreds of thousands were without power. The accident potential for the Mars-Uranus combination showed up last Monday in the form of another oil tanker train derailment and explosion and fire, this time in West Virginia. Hundreds of residents in the rural area had to be evacuated as fireballs lit up the sky. Fire crews had little choice Tuesday but to let the tanks, each carrying up to 30,000 gallons of crude, burn themselves out. A full day later, crude oil was still burning. The fourth house of a country's chart is not only the homeland and the common people, but also, as the house opposite to the tenth house of the leader, the fourth house stands for the opposition to the leader. So, no big surprise that when Mars, the planet of attack, entered Pisces, the fourth house of the USA chart, that we see the conservative Republicans launch yet another attack on the president and his actions. Also, the U.S. is in a sun-sub period, since the sun rules Leo, the ninth house of the USA natal chart. That's the part of the chart that gets activated, the house of laws, courts, and judges. Last week, after shopping around a bit, the anti-immigrant forces found a federal judge willing to issue an injunction blocking President Obama's executive order giving undocumented parents of U.S.-born citizens limited rights to stay in this country. Venus is the planet of agreement and finance. Mars is conflict and destruction. Ketu has to do with past karma and is idealistic. Uranus is the planet of the unexpected and rebellion. All four are together in the heavens now, which does not bode well for agreements or the financial sector. Last week was showtime for the Greek debt debacle versus the European Union. The linchpin turns out to be Germany, the most strict of the European Union's main players. Another way to look at the astrology setup is Venus is value and finances. Mars is actions. The combination of Uranus plus Ketu produces crisis. And all this is happening in Pisces, the sign of hope and faith. So, the near impossible situation of the Greek debt is hopefully going to be resolved. But watch out. There are still two more malefic planets waiting in the path of Venus, threatening to upend whatever tentative settlement the parties managed to patch together. This coming week, as well as the first week of March, will be fraught with peril for the planet of finance and agreement. So stay tuned. That'll do it for this week's review of the week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at Astro News Report.